The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm Trevor Lawrence. Is Trevor Lawrence was sliding, and Al Shaair couldn't stop himself, so he says, and it's really hard for a defender, so he's suspended for three games. A lot going on in the world of sports, man. Lakers get blown out yesterday. That's always a good time. Sam Lubman's back, so we get the rip on him in the Miami Hurricanes as he's trying to act like it doesn't bother him. Oh, it bothers him. When your team blows a 21-0 lead for a chance to go to the college football playoff in the conference championship, oh, it's going to bother you all season long. You can lie to yourself. You can look in the mirror and say, yeah, I don't care. I knew it was coming. You didn't know it was coming. let it burn, baby. Let it burn.
Good morning. Let's get into this hit real quick. Al Shaair's hit. You know, I just think the average fan, I'm not sure they comprehend the speed at which the game is played at, or any of these games are played at. And I mean, maybe they think they know, but when you're standing there on the field, and you're like the same height, field level, if you will, and you're watching, the decisions are made so quick, and to slow up and to ease up, it's so difficult. I'm not here to exonerate Al Shaair. That's not what I'm doing. Because he gave him what I call the woofer. You know, it was the forearm part of it.
Yeah.
And then I do believe we've gotten into a reactionary part of society where we look at the highlight, or in this case, you know, the replay over and over and over, and we adjudicate it based on the level of injury and what it looks like.
Right.
As opposed to, like, come on, man, it's tough. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be suspended. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be up in arms. Yes, it was a violent hit. Absolutely. I just think it's really hard to play defense. And when you have a guy like for example, Patrick Mahomes faking going out of bounds or faking giving himself up, which he's done time and time again, only to stand up and then tiptoe down the line and get an extra 10, 15 yards. I don't know. I have a little more empathy for the defense in these situations than the average person. Maybe I'm standing alone on an island here. I think it's so hard, man. And I just, you know, when you're about to wrap somebody up or you're trying to lay a hit on a guy, Trevor Lawrence, 6'6", 6'5", he's a big boy. And you want to give him a little piece of your, you know, something. You play the game to hit the quarterback at the core of the sport. I just think it's so hard, and I know they have to do this to protect quarterbacks, because I would want my quarterback protected, and I know I'm kind of a hypocrite when I'm bringing up all these different angles and I'm playing all sides of the fence here. I just think it's so difficult.
Yeah, Al Shaair, I'm looking at the replay here of a Bears game where he basically gave a forearm to somebody's helmet, and Adam Schefter just tweeted out as a factor in his three-game suspension. The NFL noted that Texans linebacker Azeez Al Shaair has had multiple offenses for personal fouls and sportsmanship-related rules violations in recent seasons. Was it when he was with the 49ers, when he was with the Niners, he actually went in on Tom Brady, tried to chop him in the throat. It was pretty, you saw that?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like, whoa. So I didn't know Al Shaair. Seems like a good dude. Seems like he tries to play the right way. He's got a little dirtiness to him at the linebacker position. Kind of reminds me of the safety who I didn't even realize was coaching. I forgot where I saw him coaching at. He's like an assistant. Ooh. But Chuck Cecil.
The old linebacker. Chuck Cecil.
The old safety.
That's a name.
Dude, Phoenix That's Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, you like that?
I do.
He was as dirty as they come. And if you ran over the middle of the field, you think of Rodney Harrison, who's a Hall of Famer, but you know what? Kind of dirty, right?
Okay. All of our favorite players. Like, this is the... Okay, I grew up with the hit tapes. You know what I'm talking about, the hit tapes. The VHS tapes where they would show explosion hits. And then my favorite players, and I'm just... This is me, okay? People can disagree. I don't watch for just fantasy football. I used to love the game for the Bernard Pollards,
right,
for the Dante Whitners, because the Hitman was one of my favorites. Yep. Deshaun Goldson. Deshaun Goldson would destroy someone.
No doubt.
And I loved the Hawk. And when he would do like the stand-up thing, like Tim McDonald was laying fools out. John Lynch cut his teeth laying fools out. You know, so there's a level of physicality that I appreciate about the NFL. So maybe I'm an extinct kind of a viewer.
No. Just stop isolating yourself, because I think everybody loves hard hitting. That's what makes football so great. We love the hard hits. I mean, we love the hard hits. I remember Ryan Clark popping Willis McGahee in the AFC Championship game, one of the most violent, brutal hits in the history of the NFL. I loved it because you need tone setters. That's what you do on defense. That's what you're taught to do. You want to make sure you lay the pain and let people know that, hey, it's not going to be that day. If you're running this way, you're going to get popped, so you're going to think twice about it. We're going to make this receiver think twice about running a quick slant at 100 miles an hour. But D'Amico Ryan says something. We're pulling this out in just a second. You have it here? Do you have the highlight of the hit first? Get the highlight of the hit, because I want to play the hit. Daryl Johnston was living
about
it.
The Moose Man?
The Moose Man, who's now like on the D team of Fox. I don't know why. He's a really good announcer or a really good color commentator.
Because we've got 7,000 Cowboys doing broadcasts.
Well, he's one of them.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's one of them. I mean, you know, by the way, I thought Brady took a step back on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, well, I didn't think he was that bad.
Dallas.
That was a bad game, though. Hmm.
Greg Olson's so much better. It's not even funny.
Well, Greg Olson's really good, and he's had a couple of years of experience.
Brady was, you know, he was talking about Daniel Jones, and, you know, I get Daniel Jones wanting to be released. I mean, Brady, it's easy for him to say, yeah, you got to stick it through. That organization's a mess. Well, I don't mind Daniel Jones tapping out on that one.
But Daniel Jones, to defend it, what you're talking about is that basically Daniel Jones, didn't want to stay with the New York Giants, and he asked for his release. They refused to allow him to play on practice squads because they didn't want him to get hurt because there's an injury clause.
Mm-hmm, no doubt.
And I think that Brady was misinformed regarding the Daniel Jones situation, and I think he was talking out of turn on that one, and he was wrong.
It was a little, Steve Atwater. That's another one.
Ask Love Steve Atwater.
About him. All right, we have the play. Here's the play. Azeez Al-Shaair. The hit on Trevor Lawrence Sunday as the Texans beat the Jaguars.
Another flag has come down with the activities on the bench, but the bigger concern right now is what's going on with Trevor Lawrence. A brutal hit from Azeez Al-Shaair.
It's everything you're not supposed to do. Everything. You'll see this in slow motion, and Azeez Al-Shaair does everything you're trying to prevent in this situation. It's reckless. It's disrespectful. There's an honor that you give to your opponent on the football field, and you respect him, and there's opportunities to be physical and give big hits and play this game in that manner, and there's other times when there's a respect that you grant to your opponent. And especially in the situation with Trevor Lawrence and that shoulder injury,
D'Amico Ryan's out there now saying to Azeez Al-Shaair, get to the sideline.
Get to the sideline so you can go up the tunnel and get off the field.
So it became a brawl as he's walking to the tunnel. There was more chatter, both sidelines. Now, this is an NFC rivalry game. And D'Amico, after the game, you know, he defended, he prayers up for Trevor Lawrence. But yesterday, here's what D'Amico said about the play.
And behind Azeez and everything, you know, that came from that. Of course, the unfortunate hit on the quarterback, but it's also, it's twofold, right? I mean, a lot of the quarterbacks in this day and age, they try to take advantage of the rule where they slide late and they try to get an extra yard. And now you're a defender. A lot of onus is on the defender, right? Whether it's on the sideline or where it's on the quarterback, you don't know what a guy's thinking. You don't know if a guy's standing up and he's continuing to run. You don't know. And then you get a late slide and you're, you know, you hit the guy. Unfortunately, that Trevor got hurt. We want hope Trevor is okay, but it's also if we're sliding, we have to get down. If we're getting out of bounds, we get out of bounds, and that rule is there to protect the quarterbacks, and we want our quarterbacks to be safe in the league, so we just have to be safe. If we're sliding, make sure we're keeping our heads down. So, and the entire thing is, you know, Aziz is the guy, but their sideline overreacts, and it turns out and turns into a melee. It wasn't our guys. Their team overreacted, pushed our guy, dragging our guy to the sideline. So that's uncalled for on that side. We have to be better on the sidelines as well.
So that's D'Amico Ryans, and you're talking about the speed of the game. I thought I knew the speed of the game, and for the first time I went down on the sideline at the Oakland Coliseum. It was a Raider Jet game.
Yeah.
Geno Smith actually was playing quarterback for the Jets, and I think it was D'Amico Autry. It could be wrong. But it was the fourth quarter, last 5 minutes of the game, and at the time, the NFL media will let you go down so you could go to the presser, especially at the Coliseum. And Geno got hit, and I was on the sideline, and I said, that hurt my ribs.
Yeah.
And the speed that the game was being played at, I said, yeah. You know, we used to always joke in the street, be like, oh, man, would you be able to play 10 plays in the NFL for $10 million? No. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no.
Could you score 10 in an NBA game for $5 million against the likes of Kobe or LeBron? Yeah. Like, yeah, I could do that. No, you can't. You can't play 5 snaps in the NFL. These guys are gladiators. Who knows what the hell they're on in terms of performance enhancing and all the weight training and whatnot. Guys got 8 packs. Guys are rocked out of their minds. Geno took a hit so bad you could hear from the sideline, and I'm saying, oh, my gosh. The speed that the game is played at. So to ask a defender like Aziz Alshire, look, the forearm is nasty, right? You don't like to see the forearm to the helmet.
Yes.
It looks bad.
It looks
bad. But when you're in real time and you're pursuing
the
football.
That's what I'm saying.
And Trevor Lawrence at the last second is like, oh, I'm going to dive. Or if it's anybody. And prayers up to Trevor Lawrence. I hope he's okay because he went down like Tua did in that Buffalo game this past on Thursday Night Football earlier this season when he was,
defenseless.
You slide late. Trying to get an extra yard, and you got a linebacker who's running 100 miles an hour. So what if he does come up and try to stop? He may pull a hamstring. Something may pop. Who knows? It is tough to hold up. So D'Amico's kind of right. It is twofold.
Well, I agree. And so the reaction of the players, very quickly, I actually loved how Evan Engram defended his quarterback.
No, you should do that.
I loved it. And I understand their point of view. And again, if I was a Jaguar fan, I would feel the way they feel. Yep. But at the same time, I think it's a lot more difficult than we want to admit. Last year, DeAndre Swift got hit over the middle by D'Amador Lenore at the end of the Eagle game. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. He got cracked.
He got destroyed. Niner fans celebrated it. And it's an unfortunate play, but he is a blind receiver coming across the middle. It's a bad pass by Jalen Hurts. Brady's talked about this. Like, back in his era, if he threw over the middle and laid a guy out, he felt awful. Horrible. He could ruin a guy's career.
Yep, no doubt.
And that's just, it's not to the level that it once was, and that's great because guys are having longevity and third and fourth contracts and all that. But at the same time, I just think it's really difficult to play defense.
No, especially today's
on a moving target. I wrestle with my son every day. He's 1 year old. 1 year old, okay? He does moves, and he moves. Right. And sometimes you accidentally hit him in a spot you don't want to because you're wrestling and you're having fun. Imagine 6'6", pro athlete Trevor Lawrence, okay, coming down on you as a moving target. You're flying. You want to make sure you get low. And yeah, Alshire should be suspended if it's body of work related and he has a ton of offenses and the resume is overcomplicated. I get it. But at the same time, can we all acknowledge there's a gray area here? And I just think it's a lot harder to play defense in the NFL when a lot of quarterbacks fake the go down. And I think it's tough. How many times have the Niners failed to bring down a running quarterback this year?
I mean, it happens all the time. But I talk to coaches all the time.
Yeah, what do they say?
On the side. Defensive coaches. It's tough. I mean, look, I played football for 5 years. No, I didn't play at a high level. I stopped at high school. My high school senior year, we won Checkery Day, and that was the last game I ever played. So I didn't play college football. But being around a lot of guys who did play college football and now are coaching in college football, a lot of guys at CSM or grew up with, a lot of guys at City, you know, talking to Larry Grant over the weekend. you're playing defense, you're trained to not only tackle, but to send a message when you tackle.
Exactly.
Not hurt somebody, but hey, let them know it's going to be a long day if you run up this gap.
I'm trying to separate you from the ball. That's the job of a line, especially a linebacker.
And it's a quarterback. We got that famous Al Davis quote. The quarterback must go down, he must go down hard. So 100%. When the quarterback leaves a pocket, it's fair game. But Trevor Lawrence, he's sliding. And Al Shaier, look, he'll be better at it. You got to hold up. But what's going to happen the next time somebody fake slides and tries to get 10 more yards?
Exactly.
Could cost you a football game. Could cost you a first down. Could cost you a job on the football team, for crying out loud. So, look, it's an unfortunate situation. You hope that Trevor Lawrence, and just thinking about Trevor Lawrence and the season that he's had, he signs a big, fat extension. He's got multiple injuries to shoulder. He's got leg problems. He's got a concussion now. He may not play the rest of the season. And I think Trevor could still be salvageable, but he's probably going to go to the offseason having a new offensive coordinator for the third time, a new head coach for the third time, and now he's got to shake this head off, and he's got to think about this all the time. So a lot of people are going to freak out about this, but I hear what DeMeco Ryans is saying. It is twofold, and he's a former linebacker, so he knows.
Absolutely, he knows, and I think this is a gray area, B, and it, like, again, it's one of the rare times in sports where I see all sides of it, but I just think that we're ready to throw Al Shaier out of the league, and it's kind of like, come on, you guys. What are we doing?
That's the hyperbolic nature of the internet. I don't really pay attention to that.
And quite frankly, there's been times this year the Niners have missed Dre Greenlaw's intensity, which is very comparable to what Al Shaier plays like.
Where do you think Al Shaier learned it from?
Exactly.
He's here with DeMeco next to Dre Greenlaw
totally agree.
And Fred Warner. You don't think they teach some nasty out there?